Okay, what a lovely question with three particular moving parts that I'd like to address. The first moving part really relates to your own immigration status. I'm going to take the view that you don't have an immigration problem to participate in this venture one way or the other. Say, for example, because you have a dependent visa, or because you have the right of abode or unconditional stay or right to land. Or one of the other two types of immigration status that exist that would allow you to participate in this venture with your business partner. So I'll assume that there are no immigration implications that, in a sense, impact on you, because if you were an employment visa holder working for a third-party employer and you wanted to join in this business, there would be an immigration implication arising for you as well as for your business partner too. But as I say, I'll just make the assumption that you don't have that that problem in this mix. Therefore, turning our attention to the second issue, which is what type of mechanism would be suitable for your partner to secure immigration permissions to be in Hong Kong to carry on this business with you. Well, whether he applies for an investment visa because he's got the overwhelming majority of the shares in the business, or whether, for example, you decide that you're going to split the business 50-50 between the two of you. The bottom line is that the immigration department will be working with a new company or a new business situation. And whether it's the investment visa or whether it's an employment visa because you only own a smaller percentage of the shares, if it's a new business situation, and invariably it is, because in an investment visa scenario it's a new business per se, then the immigration department will apply the approvability test for the investment visa, irrespective of how you go about couching the application, all things considered. That is, in the new business situation, they'll look to see that the enterprise can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. So, as I say, this would involve the creation of local employment opportunities. It would involve the establishment of a proper office. And you need to ensure that you've got both funding resources and operational resources, that is, the types of things that are normally present that are driving you to make this investment in Hong Kong in the first place. All of these facets of the approvability stool, as I've couched it, absolutely need to be present, irrespective of whether he takes an employment visa because he's only got a smaller percentage of the shares than you, or it's an investment visa because he's got a clear majority of the shares, all things considered. So one way or the other, it doesn't really matter. You're still going to have to pass the essential elements of the approvability test, which I've dealt with elsewhere on the blog, so I trust you'll be able to find that information when you go looking for it. Now, the third piece to this is your own friend who set up a recruitment agency who stated it was their experience that in the first year, per se, you're unable to employ someone from overseas. Well, that's not strictly true. Effectively, the immigration department look at the bona fides of the applicant from the perspective of them being able to show they possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to not readily available in Hong Kong, and that no local person can be expected to do that job. But again, it doesn't matter the age of the company. If the company is properly resourced and if the three legs of the approvability stool are all in place, then it doesn't matter the age of the proposed sponsoring entity. It's is it a suitable and credible sponsor given the nature of the activities that that are going on and the level of resources and availability of local staff to support that business too. So the immigration department look at it from 39,000 feet. And there's certainly no blanket preclusions that say in the first 12 months, no, there's no chance of employing any foreigners. It just depends on how strong and well-established the business is at the time that you make the application. Okay, I hope you found that useful.